It's been a solid year, consistent, a lot of good results, but not many to hang my hat on compared to like the previous year, which was obviously extremely rewarding and enjoyable. So a break over the winter, and then looking forward obviously to find the form of 2010 for 2012. I'm sure a lot of us are trying to do the same.
And how tough is it, Mark, being on the same team as Sebastian Vettel, knowing that he's been so far ahead of everybody, but that you are driving the same car?
Yeah, it's tough, especially that's the same question you get asked every single time. So, it's frustrating. But I still get to jump out of bed in the morning. I've still got a spring in my step and focus on the racing. And that's just the way it's gone this year.
You still believe, obviously, that even though he looks to be with the best years of his career still in front of him and driving so magnificently well, that you can be competitive in years to come?
Absolutely. I think, momentum's a huge thing in sport. Everyone's been caning Lewis this year, and then he goes and wins a race, and everyone's, best mates with him again. So that's sport, that's perception, it's media, it's all that sort of stuff thrown into one. Obviously this year has been okay for me, but hasn't been, as I say, to the level of the previous years. Now it's up to me to come back and do a better job next year. All of us to stop the momentum, obviously, of a individual driver. And if it happens to be a teammate, then obviously that's where you got to work towards.
I know it's been a very tough year for you in many other ways, with the death of Dan Weldon, who was a good friend of yours. Marco Simoncelli, the motorcyclist, has lost his life as well in the last few weeks. Do you think there's anything more that Formula One specifically can do to improve driver safety?
We can always learn. I mean, it's important that we don't say it's a perfect situation. Motor racing is dangerous. The cars are quick. The environments are sometimes reasonably extreme. Monaco, Singapore, street races, barriers very close. Wet conditions, we race in all conditions, unlike some other categories on four wheels. So that's what we always need to keep in mind, that yes, we love the adrenaline, we love the risk-taking. That's what is attractive to us. We love pushing ourselves in the cars to the limit and getting more out of it, and that's human nature. Whether you're a mountaineer or whatever you are, people want to climb K2 from the other side. Why do they want to do it? Because it's a great thing to be able to do, and it's very satisfying. So it's very similar in our world. We like to do things and do the lap times and push the boundaries. But as you say, we don't want to take... For example, we're not going to race without helmets because we know that would be very, very unsafe. So we want to always work out how we can make the sport safer, but yet still have the key ingredients to it. That's the balance which always needs to be struck going forward.
So you'd rather continue racing in Monaco as it is at the moment. If I said to you, well, look, we can make the race 10-20% safer, but fundamentally change the nature of it, then you'd rather it was the way it was at the moment, would you?
We can move all the barriers back. Yes, we can make it incredibly, incredibly safe. Yes, we can. But I think most of the drivers wouldn't want that. I think, it's that fine line. Yes, there's areas that we know we make great strides in safety. Jackie Stewart's days, the cars caught fire when they hit the wall. And that was very, very, very bad. Poor medical facilities at circuits, all those type of things. We have come on such a long way in the last 20 years, and that's what we need to keep doing. Obviously, it's not getting exhausted now. There's not much, you can't say, well, there's not much more we can find, but there is. There's little things here and there. So to answer your question, yes, you can do another sport. If you don't like it being risky, then obviously go and do something else. But when we can learn things, we think, okay, well, we can do this a bit better, but still keep the element of challenge there, then that's what we should be doing.
The truly global nature of the sport is something else that's changed since Jackie Stewart's day. 20 races scheduled for next season. You'll be competing right the way through until the end of November. Which parts of the world do you most enjoy visiting?
Well, I like the European races still. I think that's very enjoyable to do that. There's a lot of history at a lot of those tracks, so that's enjoyable to do that. Monaco and Spa and those sort of venues that we've been travelling to for over 50 or 60 years. That's But new venues that come along, obviously, we're pretty excited about New York, obviously, in the future. New Jersey there. Montreal's a beautiful little city when the whole city gets involved in it. Obviously, Melbourne, the whole city stops as well for that race. And it's great to see all the international people, all the teams going to those venues. And even in my case, obviously, for Australia, how happy they are to be down there and compete, having just had a really cold winter here, and then go down to Australia and kick the season off. So, there's lots of snapshots during the season where there's been beautiful venues that we go to. And some less so, of course. They're not all perfect, but most of them are pretty good.
And is 20 races about right? Or do you feel that maybe the product is being slightly devalued because there are so many races and they come so thick and fast throughout the season?
Well, I think that there won't be 20 next year. I think that obviously that's probably been put down on the calendar, knowing that there might be a few that might be vulnerable. So if we hit 20, then okay, we hit 20. But there might be a few that that might struggle to hold the events for lots of different reasons. So let's say it's 18 or 17. And it's a long season, but I don't think it's been devalued at all. I think it's still an incredibly fascinating and interesting sport. That's why so many people watch it week in, week out. There's a lot of tragics, obviously, that would want it on every weekend, like football, but that would probably be overkill, but logistically especially. But between 16 and 18 is probably a nice number.